proxy who are trained and inculcated in the Zionist regime, how many people believe that it ended with the USS Liberty, really? I mean, think about this one. You have proven, arrested by American Marines in Iraq, Jews sniping and shooting at Marines. And for people who don't believe it, we thought we'd bring on the colonel because he can tell us some inside stories. But these guys were arrested. Then Zapata Engineering, the so-called contractor company, they got it whitewashed. They got them released, even though the Marines actually chased them down, caught them, and arrested them after they shot at them. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the Jews who live in Israel and who are paid by American Jewry and who are Americans and Europeans in descent, actually killing American soldiers. Seems unbelievable. Wolfgang, what have you seen on this situation?
Well, I've talked to lots of Iraqi vets at the place where I took you to, and as you can tell, that's an immense complex. And there's lots of men that I go through every day and talk to about different things that happened over in the Middle East. And what they told me specifically was that the most of the snipers were not even Iraqis. They were actually IDF, which means Israeli Defense Force.
This is an incredible statement coming from a colonel in the U.S. military, that the majority of the sniping, the precise sniping that has been used to kill and wound in sensitive places, men who have armor, knowing where the armor is not protecting, and having the sophistication to put a bullet into these people, is from Israel. Unbelievable.
And that's not all. We'll talk about that tonight.
لا تخشى 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 يا جبال يا اخوان نردع الطغيان